This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There is new concrete data showing that houses in mainly white neighborhoods are appraised at twice the value of similar homes in places where most are people of color. This today from the Federal Housing Finance Agency. And as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, the gap is growing.
This is not a new problem, but Elizabeth Corver Glenn at Washington University in St. Louis says it's getting worse fast.
Neighborhood racial inequality and market appraised values has increased dramatically over the past decade, especially during the pandemic.
In the last 2 years, the average home in white neighborhoods has appreciated by more than $130,000. Comparable homes in communities of color appreciated just $60,000 in that time.
It's a structural issue. It's an issue with how we are actually appraising.
Junia Howell at the University of Illinois Chicago says one of the main things appraisers look at is how much comparable homes in the neighborhood have sold for recently. And given the decades-long history of redlining and racism in the housing market, home prices in communities of color have long been undervalued.
What we see happening is that appraisers are way more likely to go under the offer rights in communities of color, and that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy because they have to use previous sales to justify their costs.
Until the criteria for appraising homes changes, Howell says, this inequality is just going to keep getting worse. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.